literally everybody would hear us then at 91.5 FM. We would be so awesome. We would really rule. Everybody would hear us. That could be a new Rick Ocasek.
Hey.
We discovered Tracy Chapman before she made big bucks.
She makes big bucks.
We could say things on the air back then.
Oh yeah, we could.
With simple words like aw shucks.
Aw,
we would be really awesome.
We would be really awesome.
And we would really rule.
Yeah, we would really rule.
Everybody would hear us.
Everyone would hear us.
In all the competing schools. Can you do a bridge, Paul?
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna go
see. One day we're gonna control Boston. Get calls from even Brookline too. Maybe someone in South Yarmouth.
South Yarmouth on the Cape.
Would want to hear they might be giants too. Talent is wasted.
Oh, it is so wasted.
Cause no one can hear us at all.
It's too bad.
But MFO is 18 years now.
Almost 20.
Almost 20 and 6 feet tall.
Oh yeah, right.
We could be really awesome.
She was expecting 5 hours ago. She was open for business, her eyes full of bliss, but now rejected. She's all done being Cinderella, a finished bee, and the fella put down his jacket for you. 10 hours ago, she was searching the room, and she came over looking for her third strike. His wallflower's clever, but he just might be dumb enough to give me a try. 9 drinks later, she turned out to be right. But I'm not the living king. I can't do everything. Am I irrelevant or am I just dying? You gotta let me know. Hey man, it's time to go. I'll see you later or whatever. I don't know. Exasperated, this part must have been anticipated. Can't shake the grease, but it's been slated. Your eyes, they were lakes, now the buckets are crusty. Cake mix spilling in my kitchen. Your jeans were cuffed, but I won't listen to your heartbreak music. Now I'm wishing you never played the Smiths while you laced up your old Chuck Taylors and ditch. Cause I can't shake the feeling I've never felt. A wallflower withered and died when I knelt down. Your heart was open, so I gave you the world. But I'm not the lizard king. I can't do everything. Am I irrelevant or am I just dying? You gotta let me know. Hey man, it's time to go. I'll see you later or whatever. I don't know. got a name and it's expectation. But I can't be your king when you're telling the prince to get out. I draw the curtain, I'm all on my own, but I'm not hurting. For some reason I feel I deserve it. Maybe not this time. But I'm not the Lizard King. I can't do everything. Am I irrelevant or am I just dying? You gotta let me go. Wait, man, it's time to go. I'll see you later or whatever. So what? I'm not the Lizard King. I can't do everything. Are you pissed off?
Thank you. There's nothing like seeing somebody riding an upright bass, and if you've seen Diabogato live, you'd see them do that. And it's Blood Moon off their self-titled. Before that, Western Mass, queer grunge punk band Feminine Aggression. That band actually features former lead singer of Drab, Tanya Pearson, on drums, which is interesting enough. She's a phenomenal drummer. And Jason Ebbs, brand new music from him. It's called The Lizard King. It's On the Town with Mikey D. It's local Boston music through midnight on 91.5 FM WMFO. I'm Jason Lane in Studio D at 10:30. This band, The Four Point Restraints, are going to warm you up with some of their back catalog. This is Bastard Town by them.
Never coming back, forever bound to this bastard town. And so we are revolvers, all fated someday to return. I was 3 days drunk, flat broke and sunk, so low no arms could reach me. The prodigal son returned, haggard as Lazarus awakened. Burn it down, this bastard town. And piss upon the ashes, my spirit so remiss. I doubt that even the risen Christ had a morning bad as this.
WMFO Medford.
Dad, here's your last chance.
Guillermo Sexo off their latest disc, Eclipse and Graffiti Sky. Before that, Lucretius Daggers, New Army off Thoughts and Prayers. And of course, four point restraints. Before that, they will be live in Studio D at 10:30-ish. It is On the Town with Mikey D, local music till midnight on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. I'm going to play a track from one of the hardest working bands I ever met or played with. This is When Particles Collide. They're constantly on the road and they're in your stereo right now.
Like a storm cloud. You are listening to WMFO in Medford.
Unbelievably catchy song from Doom Lover, Bounds. That's off their single. They just released that back in December. And if you like that tune and you like beer, you can hear it live at Aeronaut Alston featuring Doom Lover and Colin Cope this Friday from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Check out Doom Lover on their Bandcamp page. You know, I've just decided to say check out their Bandcamp page because you guys are all going to Google it or Bing it or whatever you do. Jason Lane on the town with Mikey D. It's 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, live, not live. Well, we do have live music from Four Point Restraints, but local music until midnight tonight. I'm going to invite you into the Wayback Machine, and we're going to play a little band called Taxpayer. It's one of my favorite local bands, actually, from back in the day. This is Darwin's Club off Don't Steal My Night Vision. Taxpayer. WMFO.
The gods could make us. As humans, we ask ourselves all kinds of questions. But what if we were forced to ask ourselves a question every day that affected the outcome of the most basic things, the most important things in our lives? The question is, what is your sexual orientation or gender identity? And the answer is the difference between keeping your job or getting fired. The answer is the difference between staying in your home or getting evicted. The answer is the difference between receiving medical treatment or not. Because in 31 states, it's legal to discriminate against people based on their answer to this question. LGBT Americans have the right to say, "I do," but they don't have the same basic rights as everyone else. Get the facts at beyondido.org. Brought to you by the Gill Foundation and the Ad Council.
the stylings of Tony Savarino off his latest disc, Savvy Tonerino. I see what you did there, sir. Very nice. Mustang Savvy off of that disc. You just heard that. Before that, Horse Mode Eye Claw Coordination off the release. All You Ever Talk About Is Jazz. I know some people like that. And then before that, The Wayback Machine Taxpayer, Jason Lane hosting On the Town with Mikey D, local Boston music, New England music, straight through till midnight, live in Studio D at 10:30, 4-point restraints. Until then, I have a nice stack of music to play for you, including this by a very underrated performer, Christian McNeil. It's a release from about 2-3 years ago, I guess. It's called Take an Educated Guess by him.
WMFO Medford.